Blog Talk Radio.
Everything is a profit game.
Snipe on that beat.
Pull up on the scene to make a scene. I know everybody, everybody know me. A lot of fine women, some thick ones, some slim ones. So undecided, I can't pick one. Shawty got a big old butt, oh yeah, yo. Find it for she patted it up, she give him hell. Came along, left a man at home, I'm like, oh yeah, yo. Baby, I never kiss and tell. See, I don't see nothing wrong with you. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. See, I don't see nothing wrong with you. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. Slide through the parking lot. Full barrel, full speed with the tool exhaust. Work the graveyard shift, I should be exhausted. Everything that but then I should be a model. Headed to a private party at the rooftop. Totally hit the button, then the roof drop. Memo sauce keep dripping like the faucet. Quick stop, gotta make a bank deposit. Phone keep blowing up, stand at the spot lit. And she just wanna twerk with her ratchet friends. And I'ma just smoke and kick some player shit. And watch her shake her ass in that little dress. Pull up on the scene to make a scene. I know everybody, everybody know me. A lot of fine women, some thick ones, some slim ones. So undecided, I can't pick one. Shawty got a big old butt, oh yeah, yo. Find it for she patted it up, she give him hell. Came along, left a man at home, I'm like, oh yeah, yo. Baby, I never kiss and tell. See, I don't see nothing wrong with you. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. See, I don't see nothing wrong with you. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. What's your name? Got a man, never mind it. You eyeing me like I ain't gon' eye back. You plan D, I shoot a 3 for a heat check. Alert for Gmail, couple thousand from an e-check. Smelling like peaches and cream, rolling ruts and rushing cream. Dance while she drink her hips, move to the beat. Gotta keep it on you when you move through the street. Say she from Decatur, but she move to the city. She wanna dance, but she don't wanna hurt a man's feelings. Yeah, and I don't kiss and tell. Really, I don't kiss and I don't snitch. So who the fuck I'm telling? Pull up on the scene to make a scene. I know everybody, everybody know me. A lot of fine women, some thick ones, some slim ones. So undecided, I can't pick one. Shawty got a big old butt, oh yeah, yo. Find it for she patted it up, she give him hell. Came along, left a man at home, I'm like, oh yeah, yo. Baby, I never kiss and tell. See, I don't see nothing wrong with you. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. See, I don't see nothing wrong with you. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. Doing your little twerk dance all night long. Doing your little twerk dance all night long.
Yo, 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 Real Talk Roundtable. What the hell y'all
at? What's good?
What's going on?
We in here. Same old. Living life. This crazy thing called life.
What's good?
Let me get rocking here.
Took me a goddamn week to get back online, but we in this raggedy ass bitch. You know what I'm talking about?
Now it's trash.
Oh, hell, right?
They have hands up on Facebook. We didn't know what happened to Rock. DJ.
Man, for real.
You good?
I was mad to the motherfucker, man. I was like, man, and you know what? Some other people have been telling me that Facebook been locking people out and shit. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't just happened to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But they gonna have to get it right.
It just depends on who on your friends list, brother, because it usually be people reporting you or doing different things to get your page blocked.
And you'll know if you get reported because it'll pop up. Because Lord knows I have been in Facebook jail numerous of times for things that I said.
I ain't got reported. They just locked me out. I ain't getting reported. He'll just lock me out.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying?
He'll do that, too. He'll definitely do that, too, Rock, for sure.
But I'm back. I'm back in the bitch.
It's all that matters.
What's up, Anton?
What's up, brother?
Man, you already know, man. You know what I'm saying? Papa taking the business. You know what I'm talking about? What's going on, everybody? You know what I'm saying? Real talk roundtable. Where we at? You know what I'm saying?
Business, man. You know?
Yeah,
Miss. Oh. For sure. Sid, Snipe.
Okay.
What's going on, man?
What's happening? I mean,
I'm ready to get it on. I'm ready to get it on. Nah.
You sound like you've been locked up, Rock.
Shit. I'm ready to get it on. Hey, look. Hey, they done let the beast out the cage. You know what I'm talking about?
We can tell. We can tell.
My God. Help us out. Okay. Y'all, you know how we always take time on the show to talk about black mental health and self-care and making sure that we all are okay, because this whole staff is black and we face a lot of different traumas on the daily. So I just want to go around and ask everybody how they doing. Are you okay? So you can tell me if you're not okay. Not okay, then we need to see about how you can be okay. And I feel like
I'm
that
not
we
okay.
need to
start. I need some money. Who got money? I need the money. I'm
that
not
is,
okay.
Hey, that's where I'm at.
Oh, shit. Everybody crying about that goddamn stimulus.
That definitely ain't no money. $1,400, I got
no
that
money.
That night.
We need that other money. We need the real thing.
Okay.
I need them business loans.
Shit.
Okay.
I've been doing all right, except my right leg, you know, when the weather gets to acting up, you know, since I had the stroke, you know what I'm saying, I got this little limp in my walk, right? So, you know, when the weather gets to acting up, you know what I'm saying, my foot goes to throbbing something crazy, you know what I'm saying? And it's to the point to where I damn near can't walk on the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
So we experiencing bad weather right now, you know what I'm saying? I guess, the rest of this cold is going to push its way, make its way on out of here, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's raining and shit, you know what I'm saying? But I'm all right, you know what I'm saying? I'm all good. But I'm waiting on the weather to warm up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So I can work this leg out, you know what I'm talking about? Trill.
That's what's up. I know how it is with that weather. And, you know, like the weather is messing up a lot of people right now. Bones aching and everything is happening
right.
and going on. The weather keeps fluctuating. It's cold.
Right.
Hot the next. Like,
arthritis,
you know,
and all types of shit.
Like
the joints, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. For real.
A lot of people have problems. And, Anton, what would you suggest some things that people eat naturally that may can help with some of that muscle strengthening, or something that they maybe can drink or tea or something like that?
Well, when I was a little younger, I used to think like specific herbs were only good for specific things, but it's good to always have things like turmeric, echinacea, golden seal, aloe, if you can get some good aloe. Make sure it's the right type of aloe, because aloe is toxic if the wrong person makes your aloe powder or oil. But it you could go to a natural food store, like bro said, his leg. And usually the natural food store will tell you what's good for what you got going on. But I like to just try different stuff all the time. But the main basic stuff be turmeric, echinacea, golden seal, aloe. Any vitamin D's, vitamin E's, that'll get you together.
Okay, now, that turmeric shit, like, how do you take it?
Okay, so this is what I do. I color code match. So I like the boathouse juices and different things. So I'll mix it with those. Or say I have any type of fruit juices, anything, you just have to mix it with the texture that you want it to go with. So some people will take it with coffee or tea, hot drinks, but I don't think it mix well with that. And the same with, like, black seed and different things. You just got to find something that you like that it can be stirred into that and take it. I take the stuff raw. You get the best benefit if you take it raw, nothing to mix with it. But most things you would mix with cold-pressed olive oil, cold-pressed, what is the other oil? Cold-pressed olive oil, cold-pressed sunflower seed oil, or something like a natural local honey. So where you live at, you have a regional honey, and you want to mix it with that. And you can take it, it'll kill the taste and all that. But the honey is supposed to deliver, Dr. Stady said, the honey is supposed to give you a delivery mechanism to your molecular level, not just your intestines and your bowels, but it's supposed to get to your blood cells and different things like that. So that's why they say use cold-pressed olive oil, something like that, to that extent, or natural honey.
Okay, so do I take a teaspoon or two teaspoons or what?
Usually about a tablespoon is what you should start with because, again, some people have allergies. Some people, it don't require as much, so you will want to work your way up. But they will give you recommendations on what you take. I'm 6'4", 245. So what I would take would not be the same amount that a person like 5'5", 140 would take. So you would just
figure it out. I'm 6'1", 185 pounds. You know what I'm saying?
I would start with a teaspoon to a tablespoon, you know, and that's with anything, but I would mix them in. Only things I would be careful with is like golden seal because those are not only antibiotics. Those are the things that allegedly kills HIV, herpes, cancer, and different things like that. Black seal
golden
is another
seal?
Thing that... golden seal, a motherfucker. I'm trying to tell you, bro. Golden seal is the truth. The native indigenous people, any flower, purple leaf flower is great for us when it comes to bacteria, man-made germs and viruses. Golden seal, black seed, echinacea. It's a few things. You just have to research what do they have is natural antibiotics and antiviral and antibacterial. And they take care of a lot of things. Foot, jock itch, foot fungus, balding, weak bone, skin problems.
Damn.
And if you get to the ailments fast enough, they'll allegedly restore things like your body free of cancers, free of things that were not there to begin with. And that's, you know, I'm not going to make any medical claims, but I've been paralyzed for 7 bone transplants from my lower brain to my shoulder. My actual nervous system's been transplanted. I've been impaled. I could keep going in herbs, like the doctors in my paperwork even tell you they don't know how most of this stuff has been repaired and why I walk how I walk, look how I look. So I can attest to that, but those are, you know, we can't make medical claims because, you know, they'll be like, hey, we're going to shut y'all down or you giving false claims, but I can only tell you what worked for me. But allegedly, it will cure a lot of things. And the medical profession don't like to speak on cures. They want to speak on treatment.
Right. That's right. That's right. You show right, man. They don't tell that. The hospital and the doctors, they don't want to tell nobody shit. Because
that'll
cut their
money off. They offer me stuff to put in my back for pain. They offer me lifelong treatment for the bones and stuff. But with certain herbs, I actually cured my paralysis. So for the first few years, my body would give out. I think I'm having a stroke. Part of my body would be gone, left side, right side. It was one time, AJ, my son, he was going to school. He came home. I had been on the floor for about 4 hours. Paralyzed, hollering. So when the paramedics finally came, the neighbor told them he thought I was over there having sex or working out. You know, he heard the loud screaming or I was recording, but I was actually pleading for my life. But the thing, they would like to force feed you opioids, steroids, different things that your body, they call treatment. And we need cure. So I will say research any herbs that you think will work for your body and try them out. Try a teaspoon to a tablespoon with some of your favorite foods. But one thing about herbs, and then I'll be done, you should fast from a lot of meats when you want to detox or you want to use herbs to heal you. You should stay away from meats because they have a lot of things in it that counteract the activation that the natural herbs give you. They'll be fighting that meat instead of helping you cure your body. You get what I'm saying? So that's one thing you would try to do is, like, have a fruit, vegetable. If it's only a day or two, most people would say 7 to 21 days. 21 days is where you should be at the healing point from taking different things that are claimed to heal you from things. 21 days.
Okay. That's what's up.
Well,
that's
thank you for that.
Okay, we got a Playground and Dawn, and I think Common on the line. If you guys want to come in, you can press the 1 button and let us know. If you're just hanging out, that's fine, too. We're glad to see you on the board tonight. Ms. Neck, are you okay?
Yes.
You know what? Right now, I am okay.
Oh, shit.
See? Already messing with me. All I said is that I'm okay, and here you go. But no, I really am. Like, I'm. You know what? I'm in a very good place compared to what I was a couple years ago when my grandmother passed away. And that's why I say I'm okay, because, you know, of course, everything's not perfect in my life. Things could always be going a lot better, but compared to where I was mentally, I am doing a hell of a lot better. I was one of those people, for real, that was like, dang, I can't, what would drive a person to just not want to live anymore? You know what I'm saying? And you really don't understand it 100% because you feel like, you know, you're really strong and you would never even go to that length or even think about it. But I'm trying to tell you, that shit is real. Because whenever my grandma passed and you lose, like, the only person besides, you know, your children, the only person that you know you have that has you without a doubt, 100%, will never let you fall, will never let you be homeless. Like, you always have somewhere to go. And when you lose your whole support system, that shit, I'm telling y'all, it did me in. And I really got to the point to where I was just laying around. I wouldn't eat. I didn't want to get up. I wanted to go with her, like, for real, wanted to go with her. And the only thing that brought me out of that was God and my daughter, because I knew if something were to happen to me, who's going to take care of her? Because there is no God. You know, all she has is me. You know what I'm saying? So that stuff is real. It's real. And it took a lot of praying, a lot of thinking about, you know, what my grandma wouldn't want me to do, how she felt about me, how she felt about Naya, you know, and I came out of it. So, you know, compared to then, I'm doing a whole lot better. But if anyone is having that type of trauma, you know, I know a lot of people have lost people, you know, especially during COVID and everything. You know, it's okay to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to go to somebody and tell them, like, you know, you're not okay and you need help. You know, there's no shame in needing help whatsoever.
Right. That's right. Now, that's true.
Absolutely. Okay.
That's true.
Who else we got? Snipe, are you okay?
Okay. Mentally, yeah, I think I'm okay, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I wake up every day and I go to work, and I hear everybody else's problems. You know, I feel, like I said, yeah, I lost my mom, but I feel like she was a strong will on me. She was like, man, you got to keep pushing. No matter what, I want you to fucking strive for the best. So, you know, I feel like compared to people at work, I hear them having shots go going to the doctors, got health problems. They ain't even but like 50 and just hit 60 and under. So it's like, shit, I gotta be right. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I'm facing. That's what I'm facing every single day. Like, shit, I gotta hit these stages one day and be like, well, shit, I hope my body don't shut down. I hope I don't have problems. Like Rock said, my homie, shit, he played football back in the day, tore up his legs, shoulders. Shit, he was like, God, I barely can make it here. So, and that's just driving to work. I was like, hey, you see what I'm saying? So health-wise, shit, I feel like I'm 20. You know what I'm saying? Until you put me on that court and be like, shit, let's go about two games. I be like, hold on, let me time out for a minute. But you know what I'm saying? I feel like, yeah, but, you know, doing what I'm doing now as far as, like, keeping my mind going, I got to keep my mind going because, shit, there ain't no stopping. It ain't no stopping. You know, it's life. Like, shit. Either I hope everybody okay, but I know we all ain't gonna be okay. I know we ain't. It's just based off of lifestyle, work, stuff we go through in everyday life, and yeah, I hope I can get there and say in 2 years, cause you know hitting 40, I'm about to hit 40. Everything downhill from there. You know what I mean? So it's a struggle. So
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey, Luke Knight, I'm 48. You know what I'm saying? And you just about to hit 40. I'm already approaching 50 around this ragged ass bitch. You know what I'm saying?
And when I say, like, mentally, yeah, it's a struggle because we ain't going, like, in 20, from 20 to 30, you good. Said, you can fall on the ground. Said, we can't fall no more and be like, say, I can bounce up. Give me about 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I feel like I'm good right now, man.
That's what's up. Okay, our communist, how you doing tonight, sir? Are you okay?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm okay. I think I'm mentally strong, except for this sitting at home every day shit because of this quarantine thing going on. But I'm okay. I had my scare about 3, maybe 4 weeks ago. Whereas I had real bad chest pains, and my blood pressure shot up to 199 over 114.
Lady,
I'm in the hospital, lady said, sir, you about to have a stroke.
Damn.
I was there for a few days. Hey. It's basically my fault because I still eat junk food. I eat a lot of bullshit food. I don't naturally exercise like I used to, but I have to get back into that because these pills, I don't like taking pills from doctors at all. So I have my scare. And my daughter, my lady friend, they making sure I eat right now. My daughter, damn near every other day, she's coming with some damn vegan food for me to eat. And she took all my Pepsis away. And I'm into my vitamins heavy now. I ain't gonna lie. I dip on the dark side every now and then, get some fucked up food. But that's just the way it is. I'm hard-headed like my dad, you know. My dad had like 4 strokes, so.
Oh, no. Damn.
He kept smoking, he kept drinking, until my mom shut that shit down. But I'm doing good. I'm strong. I'm mentally strong. I don't have no bad effects about what's going on with what happened. Like I said, bad hearts and high blood pressure running in my family, so. It's just a matter of time for it to catch up to me. Like I said, I wasn't doing the right thing.
That's prevalent in the black community for real. Like high blood pressure, strokes, heart attack, anxiety, you know what I'm saying? Like that shit is prevalent within the black community. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Yeah. So, like I said, now I'm trying to do the right thing. Like I said, I trip on the dark side every now and then, but my daughter and my lady friend, they make sure I do everything I'm supposed to do, especially the lady friend. She on me all the time.
Well, that's what's up.
She think I don't listen to her, but I do. But she on me all the time, so I'm hanging in there. Like I said, I'm 5'9", so I'm 183, doctor said. So I need to lose a little weight. So, but I'm good.
Everybody,
I'm hanging in there mentally.
I'm sorry. Okay, I think everybody has gone. If I skip somebody, you can let me know. But I think everybody has gone. I'm doing good. I'm doing okay. And I'm feeling better because I'm catching up on some of my work and because I had took a little vacation. And I didn't do nothing.
Fuck this.
Yeah. So I'm doing okay, but I want to say to each and every one of you that it is a blessing to hear your voices every time that we come here, and that you guys are important and very strong people, because 543,000 people are dead. And we all are still here. So that itself speaks volume and miles. So if we are still here and 543,000 people are dead, we have a purpose. So I need everybody here to be okay. So we're going to have these little talks. Because it's going to be times that everybody's not okay. You know, every week when we call, I don't expect y'all to be in a good mood every week because shit happens. It happens every day. You tired, you got to work, you got other shit you got to deal with, and then you come here. So we understand is what I'm saying. And shout out and salute to y'all for doing that every week. And I appreciate all of you for doing that. And I just wanted to let you know that for you to still be here, it's a miracle happening in your life. And it's been happening for quite some time now because it was a trap set up for us to be gone, and we still here. So that is good. That is
right.
Good.
All right.
God's will.
Yeah. So I'm talking about this because I'm dying to talk about this. Because, you know, we talked about it before, and I said when the shit was going on, I said what I said. And I'm going to say it again. But I'm going to let y'all say what y'all want to say, too. But how do y'all feel about these Asian persuasions wanting the black people to side with them now because they're being attacked all over the world for no reason other than, you know, the basics that we face on the daily, you know? So now, I remember when the coronavirus was going on and they were saying black people was the carriers and black people was this and that. And the Asians over there put the black people outside in the middle when nobody understood really what was going on. Nobody really knew what was happening. They shut their business down. They put them outside and stuff like that. And I personally just don't feel like we just forget all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm tired of coming to the rescue of folks who don't give a damn about us. Mm-hmm. They didn't give a damn about us. They don't give a damn about us now. But they want us to side with them against the racists. So we've been telling y'all about these racists, and you want to be everything in the world but black. But now you're realizing that yours, you know, complexion is not holding up to par at this time. So now it's a problem. So I just want to know, and I'm sorry to the people and the families of you know, the crazy people that went into those shops and killed those women that was just, you know, far past mental health. You know, there's something wrong with that. And his reasoning was even sicker. But it's like, I just want to know y'all's opinion. What do you think? Should the black people be siding with the Asians? Should we just forget about all of that and side with them to help them fight this battle?
Oh,
I mean, we having a black delegate meeting right now, and I need to know.
Oh,
what y'all think?
This is crazy.
So we'll start with DJ Sergeant Rock. What you think?
Oh,
Rock.
My God. Uh oh, Rock.
Look. I'm a firm believer of what my grandmother used to say way back in the day. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, too. So guess what? Y'all tried to make it seem like we were responsible for the COVID-19, and y'all put us out over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all put every black person out in the street over there. You know what I'm saying? Now, how bad does that make y'all look? Now, y'all want us to fend for y'all and represent y'all and hold up for y'all? Now, that's not how this shit works. If you wash my hand, I will wash yours. And the Asians, which they already know throughout history that, you know, the Europeans, you know, did what they did and all that old shit, they know this shit. But yet and still, they put all the black people out anyway because they were saying that the black people was responsible for bringing the COVID-19 into their country. Well, guess what? Tough titty, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Because when you put us out, and you ain't give a fuck about our ass and how we was going to eat and how we was going to sleep and all that old shit, now the same shit is happening to your ass. So, goddamn it, get with it. Get with the program, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel sorry for none of you motherfuckers.
I don't feel sorry. I feel sorry that this happened to these people because I don't feel like nobody should be discriminated against because of their color, because of their profession, because of where they originated from or nothing like that. But what I'm saying is, doggone it, we're the same people that y'all want us to spend all our money in y'all shops and y'all nail shops and y'all hair shops and everything is y'all. You want us to spend all our money there. But the whole time we there, you following us. You watching us. You talking that little shit while we in there. We don't know what you're saying, but you know what you're saying. So the thing there for me is don't just want me to be on your side when the shit ain't looking good for you. And then you treat me like shit the whole time as long as the white people say, okay, well, as long as you keep these businesses going, the black people can't start their businesses because they can't understand the language, the shit that's coming in anyway because it's coming from y'all. So nobody understands the language but y'all. We going to keep it that way so we can keep y'all above them. And it's all good when it's like that. But now that shit done backfired on your ass when the real rebels come out and let you know, like, hey, You ain't shitty. We don't want you over here either.
Look, you know? Look, the whole thing about it is it's tough titties. You know what I'm saying? Now y'all get to experience the same shit that we done goddamn experienced, and we've been telling y'all this from the jump. You see what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Like, I understand about, you know, being discriminated against, and God knows I don't want nobody to discriminate against me. But at the same time, if I do something to not help you in your time of need, then when it's your time to help somebody, you're not going to help me because I didn't help you. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's true. Everybody thinks like that. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. Everybody got that one friend who they done helped all their life, and they friend just kept doing the wrong, doing them dirty, and then the time eventually came where, you know, you backed off of that friend. You know what I'm saying? You got away from that friend. Now, case in point,
that friend always comes back to somebody who used to be their friend to try to help them, bro. You see what I'm saying? And then, you know, that's when you shut the doors on that shit. That's when you close the doors on that shit. Nah, nigga, you threw my people out? Well, shit, tough titty. Let's see what's going to happen to your black ass. You know what I'm saying? And that's trill. You know what I'm saying? I love everybody. I love Asian people, European people, Jamaican people, Mexican people. It don't matter what race you is. I love you. But when you got a government that goes off of hearsay, oh, the black people brought the COVID-19 into our country, and then you put all the black people out. I'm talking about this is your government now. You put all the black people out to roam the streets because they didn't have nowhere to go. Man, you deserve everything that's coming to you, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I stand 10 toes down on that shit.
True. You know, the Asian Americans that we have over here, they don't have nothing to do with what the Asians over there in China
yes,
and
they
other
do.
Places.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They connected. They always stay connected. Regardless of how Americanized they may be, they connected to their source. They are connected.
Okay. So
I know better than that.
It's a no for Rock. What about Miss Nat? What are your thoughts?
This is crazy. But anyway, this is all I have to say, just real quick. You know, whenever I read an article earlier, actually, and it has said that the Asian community said that when it comes to them and the black community, that we have a lot of things in common when it comes to discrimination. Now, I'm not trying to speak negatively about the Asian community, you know, like that. But what I'm saying is that I don't feel like it's the same thing. That's kind of maybe what they think, but in the grand scheme of things, I think it goes a little bit deeper than that for us. But
that's right.
When it came down to the whole, like, Black Lives Matter and everything, I remember here in little old West Virginia, Republican state, they hate blacks, they hate gays, all that here, strongly, and don't care to tell you about it either. And I remember the LGBT community, they had a parade for them, and they were going past my house, and the whole time I saw them during their parade holding up Black Lives Matter signs, so many of them. So during that time, did you see the Asian community make a statement about us at all? Because I didn't see it. So it's
nope.
funny how people nope. want you to support them whenever, at the end of the day, where were y'all at? You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying there weren't no Asians at all who weren't standing by us, but what I'm saying, as a community, did they make a public statement, you know, about us at all?
Right.
Did y'all say anything? You know what I'm saying? So it's just one of those
right.
things where I think people really realize just how strong we are as a people, and that's what they want, what we
mm-hmm.
can do when it comes to fighting against something. They wish that they were us. Because if not, then why would you not be seeking our help? You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you think that we have something to benefit. You know what I'm saying? And it's just a slap in the face, really, to us. Because it's kind of like using you to me. Oh, now all
right.
of a sudden, because it's happening to you.
Right.
Oh, now you want to run to us. But whenever
That's
we needed
right.
people's support, where were y'all at? You know,
That's
right. this is a slap in the face, for real, to our community and to our people. And I don't like that funny stuff. If you're going to rock with us, rock with us. If you not, leave us the hell alone.
Right. We eat your food. We consume your electronics and shit, everything.
Putting
that
a lot of money in their pockets. Let's be real, putting a lot of money in their pockets. A lot.
Yeah.
They in our community.
A lot. You know?
Man, for real.
Right.
On everything.
That's true. Okay, Carmen, what do you say?
Yes. We as black people got our own problems. Now, I'm going
right.
to admit,
make no mistake about this, because when we were slaves, the little bit of Chinese that was over here, they were slaves too. So they should have been with us from day one. But they wasn't. They went their way, we went our way. Only thing I hate about this is that we're attacking them. I'm not saying us, but, you know, the racist white people are attacking them because of what Donald Trump said and what Donald Trump keeps saying. Kung flu, Asian flu, Chinese flu. Come on, man. You done discriminated against them already. So, yeah, everybody's going to hate them now. They hate them in my town. And my town is majority black. They go to a Chinese restaurant, they turn shit up because they feel like they the ones that brought this virus over. They didn't do it. White people did. White people did.
I don't know who did. And nobody's saying it. I wish they hadn't done it.
I'm saying white people did. But I don't like the fact that in their country, they turned their backs on us and put us out and try to blame us for this disease. No, we ain't had nothing to do with it. Nothing. We just got caught up in it because we over there. That's what that happened. Why they over there, I don't know. But I know black people were kicked out the McDonald's or all the restaurants that down there. And I'm like, but damn, what did we do? We didn't bring that shit over there. So, that shit crazy.
It's always
so
what we do.
So, I'm saying, nah, man, I can't stand with you right now because I got my own problems. And it's worse for me than it is for you.
That's right.
You just getting the brunt of it. You just getting a little brunt of it. You getting now? We've been going on for years and years and years, and it's getting worse and worse and worse for us. I ain't seen no Chinese person. I ain't seen not one Chinese person hanging from a tree in California. Those are black kids.
Yep.
All right, and they trying to say that's suicide. Black people don't hang themselves with not from no damn tree. You give us a gun on your OD over something. We ain't going through. That's too much pain. That's like drowning. We ain't with that. No, I'm not with helping them. Let them fend for themselves. Let them figure out how to get out of it like we trying to figure out how to get out of it. All
right? Right.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Fix it.
Nice.
Y'all fix it.
Now that's true.
Now, y'all, come on. Y'all understand this. I don't remember seeing these folks when we had problems in the 90s, in the 80s, the 70s, the 60s, when our parents was around, going through the same shit we going through today. We got the same old problems. We got people getting killed. I ain't see them really come out. It's more of us. Our problems is like in them. Y'all seen our problems. Y'all woke up and be like, oh, shit, we might need to come and might need to stand next to them. But we spending all our money with y'all. Y'all in our community. You know what I'm saying? That's so crazy because I don't even think I would stand with y'all. Cause over how y'all treated us as people. Like, we spend money with y'all, but y'all still talk shit to us. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, we ain't shit. But now I'm in Atlanta where all this little star shooting went on. One little white boy goes around and shoots y'all. We had the same shit at the church. I ain't seen none of y'all come. I ain't seen none of y'all. I ain't seen y'all in South Carolina when the church got shot up. Where was y'all at then? Where was y'all at? We still screaming out George Floyd. Y'all woking up now. You know what I'm saying? But y'all want us to stand with y'all. Y'all need to figure this out yourself. Just like how we got to do this. We got to figure it out. This is how y'all got to do it. But I don't think we joining y'all, especially if this virus kicking us out your country. Oh, nah. We not going for that. That's a slap in the face. That's a slap in the face. So y'all figure out your own problems. We got enough over here in the USA alone. So y'all just got like a little smidget. Y'all ain't even got much. For real, for real. Y'all ain't got shit.
Yeah, sure happened. It just got a little bit.
Yep.
Just lost
got
true.
A little bit.
They got a little bit.
Yeah.
Now they going crazy.
It's no problem, right. You know, to be targeted. Now you know what it feels like to be targeted somewhere where you live, and you don't have no escape. You don't have nowhere else to go. You live here. So you're now a target. Like, it's like, okay, this shit just went on past what happened with Georgia and Colorado just yesterday. I was just happened to be online at the time when it was happening and everything was going on. And this guy just started shooting in the supermarket with an AK, what was it, AR-15, I think he had. And he just was shooting a lot of people, and 10 people died. I think one of them was an officer. And I saw them escort a guy, and today I don't know because I haven't checked the backstory, but I saw them escorting a guy out of there in handcuffs with no shirt on, no pants, no shoes. He was bleeding on one side. I don't know what happened with that or how he got that, but they were walking him to the ambulance to, I guess, be checked on or see the bottle, whatever the case may be. But it was still people inside, that some were being escorted out, but it was some that were still inside. And they didn't know the severity of it at that time. Once they got in there, I guess, and started to check out the situation, 10 people, you know, are dead. And he still managed to walk to the ambulance stop. And it really bothers me because a black man or woman finds it very hard to walk away from a simple traffic stop in certain states at certain times. And it is heartbreaking to see the prejudice and the privilege work hand in hand in this country. And I just, I'm going to say it because all this shit is doing is trying to put fear in people, keeping them from supermarkets, keeping them from places that gather a lot of people around and stuff like that. And you know that there are racists in this country, and you know who they are, and you need to do something. I don't care. If you got to call the military in, if the United States is being threatened by inside force, and it don't matter what that force is, who that force is or whatever, y'all going to do what you do. Do what you do and fix this problem. Because if you don't, it's going to be a mess. It's going to be a mess. And I don't want my children and my future grandchildren or whatever the case may be to know us as some wild group of people who could not live together on a planet because one felt like they were better than all the rest. And they supposed to get all the air, all the water, all the money, all the resources, and the rest of us are just supposed to, I guess what, just work for them and make sure that they have all of that stuff? I don't understand it. I don't understand the system and how
I don't understand that shit either. I don't even know how this world just came to be like that. You know what I'm saying? For real. Because you got bosses, and then you got employees, and then you got the lower level. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For real.
It is. I saw a video. I don't know if y'all saw that video of the black lady. Now, there's a backstory. From my understanding, there's a backstory to this. So I don't know the backstory of why she got pulled over or what was happening. It was something to do with her boyfriend and something to him. I believe I heard them say something to him about being a dope dealer or something like that. But they were saying that he really didn't have a reason to pull her over in the first place. But he tased this woman in the car, and she in turn shot her weapon outside of the car. And they shot back and forth with one another. And she managed to wheel away at that time and then later on passed away from her injuries. So, but like I say, she didn't walk away from that traffic stop. You know, she was a female inside of her car. Yes, she did have a weapon, but you wouldn't have tased her in the first place. You tased her. You tased her for a long time, and you didn't even need to do that. Like, he escalated the problem to me. From what I was seeing, he escalated the problem for no reason. And so it went there, and she lost her life because of it. But I guess she fired back because of being angered and frustrated from him tasing her for nothing. Or for, you know, he didn't have to do that. You know. So it's just crazy stuff happening. Crazy stuff happening in the world.
Well, you gotta look at the government. I'm blaming all this on senators and governors and all that, because they're still accepting that big-ass lie by Donald Trump. I didn't see any senators on TV, on the news, talking about that stuff at the Capitol. That wasn't all right. That wasn't no insurrection. Well, then what you call it?
Right.
What do you call it?
Right.
When you got people with bats and sticks and poles, and you talking about those are not weapons, God forbid, man, half the population in prison should be out on the street now, because whoever they beat up with them wasn't weapons, if you want to look at it. And that's how you got to look at it. These people are coming out the walls now, because you got president senators, you got presidents, governors, and they I can't even get the word out, but they enacting that because they in this power. And they seeing it, and they seeing it, and they reacting to it. People coming out the woods, they coming out the cabins. They doing. I ain't never seen so many Karens in my life. I mean, this is. I saw a black lady running down the street jogging, and this white woman threw a bottle and hit her with a bottle, calling her a nigga. I'm like, and this lady showed so much restraint, because I would have been and grabbed that. Well, let me stop. But I get that man ready, because
you know,
a lot of restraint from that. But it's coming from the governors, man. They're not acknowledging everything that's going on.
They need to come out. He needs to lure all their asses out so the FBI know where to come pick them up at. Go on and come out, please. Everybody raise your hand so we know where to send the people to pick you up at. Because we ain't got time for the crap. It's old to me. It's old and it's stupid. And you got to be out of your mind just to believe something like that, to believe that you could be pure. You don't even have where you come from. You can't even explain where the hell you come from for you to be so pure. I mean, I you should have a history then. Where you come from? That is the question that you should be working on instead of trying to figure out.
Number one, they come from us. They come from us. They come from us.
But that's for them to find out. That's for them to find out. But they need to do that research before taking on this kind of stupidity. Like, you really need to do your research. Okay, y'all. All right. We got to move on because we got a lot of stuff to do. All right. So I did have a chance to meet this fascinating artist from the Montgomery area. Her name is El Jai. And, y'all, when I tell you, this girl is a powerhouse singer. She is a Fantasia type singer. She has the soul to her voice. I mean, it is incredible. And I feel like everybody should be supporting her. I did get her CD. And I'm going to play one of her songs. Her first song on her CD is entitled Hollywood. And I want y'all to check it out. So hang on tight. Don't go nowhere.
I should have ran when they said walk away. Now I'm left standing to deal with my fate. What could I have done to make this change? to make you not treat me this way. Oh, give it back.
All right, El Guy, you guys from the Montgomery area.
Give it back,
goddammit.
Give it back. Goddammit. I want it all back. I want all the time, all the money, all the loving, good loving I put on your ass. I want all that shit back, goddammit.
For real.
That right?
Right on. I love it.
Okay. Now, you guys, I have another little goodie surprise for y'all. I got to pull it up. I have a new one from Hero entitled She the Ball. So we're going to check that out right now. You guys hang on tight. I'm going to win.
Exam 325 Music.
I want everything that's a combo. What you got though? Smooth talk with the combo. I say, what's your name? Call me John Doe.
I don't know.
On my boss shit, head honcho.
Believe that.
She and your bitch, she and your hoe.
But you know now.
Get back on your boat, nigga. Row, row, row line. Got to start snapping like a photo.
Snap, snap.
With a stick of dynamite, she the bomb, bro. I can see the motion in the picture. Legs parted like they see they speak up in the scripture. Skin tone, strawberry lemonade mixture. Baby got moves on my pole like a stripper. Ass gripping thongs with her tongue on my zipper. Dark Cinderella looking for her glass slipper. Baby so wet, got me feeling like Flipper. She said spank her ass till my hand get blistered.
Damn!
Brain educated and she didn't go to Harvard. Got her on the hook, it's about to be a slaughter. Freaking little mechanic, she know when to hit the starter.
Damn!
Love gave me trim like a barber. Watch that ass when she back up,
back up.
Play your part, baby, act up,
act up.
I'm not a dyke, but I'm strapped up.
Strapped
so
up.
Cold, couldn't even strike a match up.
She the bomb.
This bitch is so incredible.
I
my heart hurt, I need medical.
She the bomb.
She gon' eat it like it's edible.
I
everything you do is unforgettable.
She the bomb.
I'ma tell you right now, she the bomb. She the bomb.
She the
stand
bomb.
Clear, baby, bout to explode like a bomb. Like a bomb. On everything, that's a combo.
What you got though?
Smooth talk with the combo. Say what's your name? Call me John Doe.
I don't know.
On my boss shit, head honcho.
Believe that.
She and your bitch, she and your hoe.
But you know now.
Get back on your boat, nigga. Row, row,
roll
out. Got to start snapping like a photo.
Snap, snap.
it at? Welcome to the wood shop where I train it at. Got my motor running by the overheat.
Okay.
Pussy on the table, I'ma overeat. She odor free. Fuck her real good, watch her go to sleep.
For sure though.
Stamping my approval like a notary.
So no.
Cool operator giving waste time.
Yeah.
In the same room doing FaceTime.
Yeah.
My verse concrete, that's a hard verse.
That's a hard verse.
She coming off flavors like a starburst. I want everything, that's a combo.
What you got though?
Smooth talk with the convo.
She
say, what's your name? Call me John Doe.
I don't know.
On my boss shit, head honcho. She ain't your bitch, she ain't your hoe.
But you know now.
Get back on your boat, nigga, row, row, row
line.
Got to start snapping like a photo.
Snap, snap.
With a stick of dynamite, she a bomb, bro.
All right, y'all. Hero. Yeah. Hero does
hey.
What he does best. Just kills
okay.
every track he's on.
Okay.
He does that very, very well.
He murdered. He got nasty. Honey.
He murdered.
He got nasty. Tweeted you.
Yeah.
Nah, Tweety, you like that old nasty ass shit. You know what I'm saying? You like that.
Let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you something. I like nasty shit with the people I like nasty shit with. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Like,
all right. Well, I ain't saying that you like everybody's nasty shit. I said you like more nasty ass shit.
Okay. I didn't want to get some clarity on that. But shout out. He wrote new track.
Damn. I'm the only one that don't like
okay.
nasty shit then.
I mean, how you gonna speak for me? You don't know what I'm
saying. You like that nasty shit too. You like that nasty shit too.
I mean, yeah, but he didn't know that yet.
I was talking about myself.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm playing with you, Common.
Okay, so basically you gonna tell somebody you finna do some nasty shit, or you not finna tell them and still do the nasty shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey.
Y'all
you just gonna come out and tell them I'm finna do some nasty ass shit to you, or you not gonna tell them and just do the nasty ass shit anyway.
I'm about to tell you I'm about to do the nasty ass shit to you and then don't do shit to you.
Yeah, that's messed up.
That's a problem.
Nah, that ain't messed up. That's fucked up.
What? Hey. You already spoiled it. Hey,
okay, so y'all, we got a new track. Tamara Bubble, entitled "I Love Me," and she actually sent me her whole album. So shout out to Tamara
okay.
Bubble. Thank you for always thinking about us and always sending your music. We're gonna continue to play it, and so I'm gonna play that track right now. New from Tamara Bubble, "I Love Me."
Let's do things on a grand scale. You don't like it, then oh well. You don't like me, but so what? I love me so much. What
Man,
like
that shit was hype. That shit was hype as fuck.
I love me. Yeah. I love me.
That's
I, love
like that.
Me.
I hate you so
I
much.
Like that.
Ah, that's what that shit
I love
like.
Me.
I love me so much. I love me so much. I love me.
That was on display in Miami.
Hey, that shit was jamming.
That
shit was jamming. I like
that
shit.
That won't play in Miami. That won't play up here. That play in Miami.
Nah, well, it'll play down here in the techno white clubs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It'll get some play down here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Actually, that'll make a couple of movie soundtracks. That's what she should really market
mm-hmm.
that
really?
For.
That's that.
Pick that up.
But it wasn't bad.
I love me. I love me. Okay. Now. Night. Are you there?
I am.
Okay. Good to have you here with us. All right, you guys, I have a surprise. All right, Matt, Miss Nat does not like bananas, okay? She does not like bananas at all. You
really?
You have 30 seconds to convince her to buy a banana, okay? And your 30 seconds start. Right now. And go.
Listen. I put this junk in this goddamn banana pudding. You gonna be like, man, I don't even taste the bananas. All I do is taste nothing but sweet shit. And you gonna eat it. I know you gonna eat it. It's real soft. You ain't even gotta taste no texture. It's gonna be
mm-hmm.
Put it with some cookies, ain't gonna be mush. You know what I'm saying?
Taste the cream.
Oh my God.
Okay,
no.
I'm not convinced.
Time is up. Now,
that's a
Miss
damn
Nat.
Shame.
That's crazy.
Me convinced you to want a banana, and you can answer truthfully, and if you say no, why did he not convince you? If you said yes, how did he convince you? So, what is your answer?
Yes, he convinced me because...
That's a damn shame. Now, first you said no, then you said yes. Make up your goddamn mind, Miss Nat.
No, he did convince me. He did convince me, yeah.
It was the texture that got you, didn't it?
It was mixed with the cookies and stuff.
It was how it feels going down your throat.
I'm trying to make it. You sure? Y'all said sweet texture now. Sweet texture.
Snipe was able to convince Miss Nat to get that banana. All right. So Anton has left us. So now we're going to just swap it around. Miss Nat, Snipe just hit the lot for $50,000. Okay? He comes to you because he wants to buy a house. Now, he only wants to spend $25,000 on this house. You have 30 seconds to convince him to spend the whole $50,000 this house. And your 30 seconds start right now.
Okay, I know how much you've been wanting a house. And you really ain't never had this money before, right? So God gave it to you because it was a blessing to go and spend all the money on the house. If you don't go spend the whole $50,000 on this house, you will never receive another blessing from God, because God is telling you that if he knew that you wanted a house and you know that you've been thinking about buying a house, that all this money has to go to that house. There's no other alternative. You have to do it that way, because that's the way he wanted you to actually do it.
Okay. Okay. Now you heard.
Oh, oh shit.
My.
Matt, I'm gonna tell y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all why. He got it. And she said the one key thing she said in this whole line. I ain't gonna get no more other blessings from God. So I said, you know what? I might as well call this thing this man. Like, damn.
You came at your ass like a Jehovah's Witness.
That was hard.
She went ahead and turned you out, Snipe. She turned you into a Christian, bro. She turned you out, bro.
Okay. So y'all are easy to convince so far. Okay. So, DJ Sergeant Rock, Common is into 80s rap music. But you are a DJ hosting a country music event. You have 30 seconds to convince them to come to your country music event. And your 30 seconds start right now.
Hey, man, look here, bro. I guarantee you, you're going to want to go to this hold down, because there's going to be a lot of holes, and it's going down. You know what I'm saying? For real. Never mind the country music that I'm going to play. That's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Because there's going to be some fine-ass holes and Daisy Dukes and cowboy boots, you know what I'm saying, with big titties.
I'm
and they're going to be ready to party, and they're going to be ready to
be
on. All right. Trill.
That's the thing.
That's weak. That's weak.
He said Daisy Fields.
Hey, look, Tweeta B hit me with that bullshit, you know what I'm saying, with this country shit. I'm like, okay, I'm finna make sure we get country, then the motherfuckers gonna be women and baby boots and cowboy boots and big titties, and they gonna be ready to shake something. You know what I'm talking about?
Give me a Pepsi.
No good. You ain't no good.
Right.
No good.
The thing was, I wanted to see how good y'all negotiating skills were. And y'all did pretty good. You did pretty good. I don't know if y'all could have sold me on this shit, but y'all did good.
Yeah, we know we couldn't have sold you on this shit.
Sold me on this shit. Hey, it is what it is. All right, you guys, we're going to get into some of this. Look, beat it down.
Beat it down like the band's drummer. I give her that wood like a sand lumber. I lay the pipe like a damn plumber. She my freaky girl, I hit it in her man's hummer. I'm accountable for what he don't do. Like when he go to work, that's when I come through. He don't make her come, I'm the one she call on. And I give her that beat like long horn. He only go for 60 seconds, I'm a 60-minute man, so you know she ain't depressing. she like luck. You really are a don. Hold on, your dick is about as big as my arm. And the way that I perform, as soon as she nut, she gone. Straight to sleep, me I be looting it in the streets. I don't wrinkle sheep, I'm a Virgo baby, I'm a freak. I could put it in, I could show you how, just listen to me. Yeah.
What you do.
We bout to get fresh. Girl, the spots I hit, you gon' make a mess. The way you moan, it sounds the best. And when you do that thing with your muscles, girl, I be so impressed. You nothing like the rest. You wetter than a fountain. You ain't scared of it. You keep that booty bouncing. I love how you walk in them YSL red pumps. Got me like, girl, you fine as hell. Them chumps tried, denied, oh well. She chillin' with a don, she a diva, we swell. Yeah, I beat it down, but trust me, I'm not abusive. I got the tool and I know how to use it. I hit it right and I don't leave you no bruises. I make you call up, dude, give him the deuces.
Hey, this is T-Rex of Two Factor Media, and you are tuned into Real Talk Roundtable on Tweety Bird Central.
All right, you guys. We are ooh, back in the house. Okay.
That's my new lap dance song.
Yeah, shout out.
Big shout out. Tweety be playing all this freaking music and shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we already know what's going on tonight. You know what I'm talking about? Trill. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you said that. Now, I'm glad you said that, Rock. Because now I'm going to put all y'all asses in the hot seat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Here we go with this shit again.
Oh, no.
Here we go with this shit again. God damn.
It's been a long time since I've been all in y'all business, but I'm about to get up in there. No. Okay. So, now, I want to know how big freaks you are. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So, this is a freak test.
Oh,
this is an easy one for me.
So, this is so easy for you, Rock. We will start with Rock first. What is your favorite sex fruit?
My favorite sex fruit? It would have to be strawberries, you know, with the chocolate or the whipped cream. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh. Okay, strawberry to Rock. Okay, Snipe, what is your favorite sex fruit?
I think strawberry is always the goat. You know what I'm saying? It's the chocolate. Strawberries.
Yeah, I do know it's other berries, right? You do know that.
Yeah, we know. We know the strawberries.
We do like strawberries.
Okay. Miss Nat, your favorite sex fruit.
I'm with them on the strawberries. That's the only thing that I would want. You can pop in a couple of green grapes here and there.
Okay.
Pop, pop.
She say you can pop in a couple of green grapes here and there. Damn. Okay.
Okay. Thomas, what is your favorite sex fruit? You know what fruit is, right?
Don't start with me.
Well, damn.
Don't start with me. You're going to make me get muted again.
Really going off.
That was low blood, boss lady. But I like my apples and strawberries.
Strawberries? Okay.
Strawberries and
like
pineapple. And pineapple.
Okay. All right. Let's go to our next question. What is the strangest thing someone asked you to do in the bedroom? And we're going to start with...
You ain't right.
Miss Nat. Miss Nat.
Oh, boy.
Girl. It's been a lot of things. I can't even narrow it down to one. It's been a lot.
Listen,
there's some strange people out here. I had a my friends, if they are listening, they are about to holler. Some years ago, there was this guy. And, okay, so I didn't know that, I'm trying to see how to word this. I didn't know what pegging was. Like, I didn't know there was a name for it at that point, okay? So I didn't understand what that word meant. And so I had this dude that I was talking to at the time or whatever. And, you know, it got sexual. He was talking about the things that he liked to do. And so one of those things was, like, pegging. At the time, I had no idea what the shit meant, so I'm like, okay, so what is that? And he kind of looked at me like, you don't know, and kind of tried to, like, brush it off a little bit. And he was like, you know, that's the type of shit I'm into. So I just happened to be talking to my gay best friend, which, you know, we're open and honest with everything. And I was telling him what happened, and he just started busting out laughing because he knew that I had no idea of what this man was telling me that he liked. That he wanted me to do. So he explained it to me, and I was like, oh, hell no, I don't know what type of freak shit you into. And everybody can do what the hell they want to do in the bedroom. I'm not discriminating against that, but I know as far as for me, myself, I'm not doing no shit like that. Like, I'm not.
Okay.
Hold on,
Miss Max. What did he really request for you to do?
I said what I said, Rock, okay?
See, you got, this is the real talk round table. You got to come out with that shit.
Okay,
what did he request for you to do?
They know what it is.
He know what it is. He trying to be messy. But since he act like he don't know, he wanted me to use a strap-on and fuck him in the ass. That's what he wanted.
That's a damn shame. That's a damn shame. That's a damn shame. That's a goddamn shame.
I mean, he ain't got no shame
that's
about it.
No, everybody is
for
their own shit now. That's what
you
like. At least,
listen, I appreciate that because I really did not know what the hell. Of course, I know now, but at the time, I guess the term had just, you know, there was actually a term for it, I guess. But I wasn't hip to that shit yet, but... You know, to each his
man,
own, everybody can do what they do. But at the end of the day, I just let him know politely that I was not into it. But that's just one amazing.
Right.
I don't even have the time for real to get into all the crazy freak
ass shit. Oh, Lord, Jesus Christ. God damn it.
Okay.
It's a lot. That's it.
Okay. All right. Sergeant Rock, what is the strangest thing someone has asked you to do in the bedroom?
Really, it's really nothing strange. A couple of times I've been asked to perform anal sex. You know what I'm saying? So it's really nothing strange about it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever sensation that they got, you know, penetration or whatever, you know what I'm saying? you know, that was on them. But it was a, you know, request, you know what I'm saying? Put my you know, dick in the ass, and I did it, you know what I'm saying? And it felt kind of good, actually, you know what I'm saying? So that's about the strangest shit that, you know, anybody has ever asked me in the bedroom.
That's good.
Okay. All right, Carmen. Strangest thing someone asked you to do in the bedroom.
Uh-oh.
We telling true stories, right?
Yes. Unfortunately, yeah.
This was many, many years ago. But the person I was with asked me if her three girlfriends can join us.
Wow. Ooh. Wow. Nigga, I hope you said yes.
I couldn't say no because they was walking through the bedroom door.
Oh, shit, boy. I'm talking about, I caught you right on time. That's what I'm talking about, bro. Hey, Common.
Long time ago.
Trill. It don't matter how long ago it was. Trill. God damn it, Trill.
It was strange, though. It was strange.
Yeah.
I like that shit.
Yeah.
That's, I wish something like that happened to me, god damn it. Shit.
So, next question. Chocolate or honey? And this goes to Snipe.
Ooh, uh-oh. This one, like, you really just hit both of my goods. Those are my best.
Nice, say, wait a minute now, goddamn it, shit.
Hey. I'm gonna go with the chocolate, though. I'm gonna try the chocolate.
Okay.
Oh, I got the whole
right. Nuts, chocolate, or whipped cream?
Be careful. Hey, we do have a male audience. We have a male audience that's listening. Be careful now. Be careful.
Please.
Remember the texture.
Chocolate. Yeah. Y'all are so wild, man. I can't with y'all.
Okay. DJ Sergeant Rock. Chocolate?
What?
Chocolate or honey?
I'm going to go with the honey. You know what I'm saying? Because after the honey comes the motherfucking money, baby. Trill.
You know, easy.
It's hard out here for a pimp. You know what I'm saying?
Right on. Okay. Common, chocolate, or whipped cream?
Chocolate syrup was my favorite.
Okay.
So I guess you can say chocolate.
Okay.
It all depends on the woman.
Now here we go with this shit.
What?
Oh my god. Oh shit.
What? Some women like honey, some women like chocolate. It depends on the woman.
She said,
I like
what do
myself.
You prefer? She said, what do you prefer?
Thank you, Rob.
Whatever
you.
My baby said, prefers.
Nah.
But I like chocolate syrup.
Okay,
all right.
Okay. All right, so the final question, you guys. All right. Cuffs or Cocoa Puffs? Cuffs or Cocoa Puffs?
Come on, handcuffs?
Do you ever handcuffs? Cuffs or cocoa cuffs?
Oh, okay.
Okay, rock cuffs or
cocoa puffs? I'm not being handcuffed by nobody. Ain't nobody finna put no handcuffs on me to leave me stranded. And I can't fend for myself or nothing. You is not finna put no handcuffs on me. I don't give a fuck how much of an erotic fantasy it is for you. You are not finna put no handcuffs on me, and that's trill, bitch.
Have mercy.
Oh.
Mm-mm. Okay, handcuffs or cocoa puffs?
Now, see, the handcuffs got to be like one on me and one on her. Unless that's gonna work, it's not gonna be just on me. You know what I'm saying? Suppose you leave, you might leave, and then I'm stuck. Like, so we ain't going with handcuffs. I ain't. It gotta be on you and me. But I'm gonna go with you.
I don't know what kind of freak she is.
Oh.
Okay, Miss Nat. Cuffs or cocoa puffs?
Well, Rock said, what did Rock say? That he don't like erotic fantasies like that? Well, I do, so give me the handcuffs. Somebody who I trust, I'll take the handcuffs.
Now, see, Miss Mack, now see, you got the male audience that's listening to this shit. You got them going crazy. You got them going nuts.
Too crazy. They ain't going too crazy.
I guarantee somebody be in your DMs tonight. I guarantee somebody be in your DMs tonight. Hey, baby, you said you like the handcuffs. Hey, baby, where them handcuffs at?
I got the handcuffs, strawberries.
Shit. And they pink, too. And they pink, too. They pink, too. They pink handcuffs with the fur around the collar. You know what I'm saying? Hey, they pink, too.
Oh,
and they gonna get blocked too. And they gonna get blocked.
Okay, we got one more to go. Common cuffs or cocoa puffs?
Oh shit. Oh damn.
That's a long time.
Well, it takes a lot of trust and handcuffs.
Okay. Okay. All right, you guys, we will be back. We're going to get up out of here because these bitches better have my money. Straight like that.
Shut.
One trick is in her pocket, two bitches on the track. Three times I told you better, fold your ass if it's slap. $5,000 in my rainbow, six that wanna come back. 7-8, I'm a pimp, so let me tell you that.
hey. Bitch better have my money. 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 Hey. Bitch better have my money.
Pay for, pay for.
All the nails,
all the nails.
If you ain't got that hoe, then bitch you got to go.
You got to go.
But all of my cash. Cause if you don't, I'ma put my foot in your ass. Chuch. Pants up, hoes down. I bought a bitch, keep around. Come on, yeah, stay in my car. Tank it rain, that's Princess Cut. Alligator, that's all I eat. Even keep a pair on my feet. Got another dad on him across my back. A chinchilla for the winner, how you love that? Long hair, it ain't fair. Mad cause your bald hair, I don't care. Walk through the room, just swinging my shit. Recognize we're a bitch when we see it, bitch. I'm worldwide.
Well, shit, is we back or what?
Are we back?
Sound like it.
I like shit. I like we back. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody saying
nothing. I'm saying.
Shit, I ain't talk around this raggedy ass bitch.
You know what I'm talking about? You know.
Well, I thought I was on mute again.
Okay, so you guys, I want to tell you to make sure you check out Groundhog Radio 3:30. They will be back on the air. Is that right, Rock? Groundhog Radio at 11 p.m. on Blog Talk on the same network that we are on. And you make sure you check them out, okay? And we will see you guys for Total Blackness. This battery, hopefully, if Anton is not working, then we can get Total Blackness this Saturday. Yes. So I want to send you all off with good, positive energy. We had a good show. I know some of you may be tired, have worked all day and just want to rest. So I just want to say get you some rest, drink you some water. Water is good for you. Drink some water before you go to bed. And,
okay.
Y'all be blessed. Okay?
Yeah.
And we'll
drink lemon water. Lemon water.
Lemon water.
Lemon water.
Is lemon water the best?
Cucumber water.
Lemon water. You don't need no honey in that.
Watermelon. I don't like
watermelon water.
You know what? We are
coconut water.
Trill.
Trill.
Later.